Hello there, you furry Mac creatures out there. Yes, the warm and gentle voice you hear is me. And what is more, that very same voice is letting you know that we've revved up neat little Mac apps and I'm ready to have you all cherish in the fuzzy glow of the new episodes of this podcast. Now, first off, let me thank all of the listeners who managed to cross the big void between my last show and this new one. Thanks for all the support and understanding for me pitching out there just to get my new house all built and stuff. It's not all done yet. I'm still working on it. We should be getting into it at August, something like that. We're working very hard to get that done. But if you follow my tweets, then you might have noticed that it's not always that easy. Now, anyway, a lot has happened during the period that I went away. I've got a lot to talk about, so I'm going to bring you up to date in the coming episodes about what has happened and stuff like that. But for those of you who are new to this podcast, here at Neat Little Mac Apps, we review the smaller and oh-so-cool Mac apps that are out there. You won't see any Photoshop stuff here, not a big bulky programs, just those little nifty handy apps that make the Mac software community so rich and innovative. Now, if you're totally new to podcasting, there might be a couple of things you might want to check out before you continue listening to this show. Even if you are not so new to podcasting, but you're new to the concept of enhanced AAC formats, then you should listen up, because Neat Little Mac Apps is delivered in the enhanced AAC format, and this means that everything I talk about, you can see it in the artwork window inside iTunes, so you'll be able to see the images change during the show. You'll also see the links pop up there in case I'm talking about something that you can surf to. And all of this is, of course, visible on your iPod or iPhone as well. So during the podcast, be sure to check out that artwork window and you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, as with the previous shows, I'll try to give you the same experience that you've always had. I'll give you the opportunity to get your hands on a promo code or a free serial of the application that I review. Now, quite often for getting that serial, I'll throw in a ridiculously easy contest in there to get you guys and gals to interact with me. Yes, I'm that devious. Now, since it has been about a year since the last episode, be sure to inform everyone you know about the reappearance of this podcast. The hiatus is over, we're coming out of our hibernation, and we're ready to rock! Also, the regulars amongst you might have seen that the site has changed a bit. I've thought long and hard about this, but in the end, I decided to say goodbye to Rapid Weaver. I've embraced Drupal to do the job. Not that doesn't mean that I wasn't happy with Rapid Weaver. I mean, if you ever think about making a site and you don't know anything about web development, get Rapid Weaver. Just go to Real Mac Software. Now you can click the link in the artwork window. See? It isn't that hard. Just hop over to the artwork window. Ooh, there's a link there. Click it. Yes. And that will take you directly to the site. And you can start making your own beautiful websites. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed. It has a lot of functionality, a lot of features. It's a vibrant community around it that is building templates and stuff. But it just wasn't exactly doing it anymore for me. I want to take it a bit further. I want to go more community-based site and some options and stuff like that. So I went for Drupal, which should allow me to do all the things I need for the coming 10 to 12 years. Okay, enough chatting. We can talk as much as we like on the Neat Little Mac App site, through the forum, through the show notes, comments. My links are there. Twitter feed is there. iChat status is there, so you can quickly find out about me. You might even see me hop in at the site via the Woopra analytics functionality I've plugged in there. So all things we can talk about if you just contact me that way. But now let's get on with the show. So the lucky app that gets the honor of opening this brand new Neat Little Mac app series is MindNode. It's a mind mapping utility, and the current version is 1.1. In fact, the new version just got in at the moment that I started it up for creating this podcast. Version 1.1 it is, and it's created by Marcus Müller. And you can find out more about it by just clicking the link in the artwork window, and that is at mindnode.com. So, why did I pick out MindNode? Well, it's you know that I'm a fan of small, nifty, no bloatware applications. Well, MindNode is exactly that. You also know that I like the low price points, and MindNode is free. So I know that OmniGraffle and stuff is like the place to be to do some serious mind mapping. But on the other hand, MindNode is so simple in its setup that, as a matter of fact, I really like this application. I like the way it works, I like the way it looks, and it does the job very well. Now, how does it do that job? Well, if you boot up MindNode, you'll just see one empty blank page, and in the middle of that page you'll see the node well, the first node of your mind map. It has a little plus icon there, and the way that I can now go and create, if you're all familiar with the way mind mapping works, you just have a bunch of ideas and you just throw them out there, and one is linked to another, and a mind map works in the same manner. You just hit a little plus sign and a new node pops up, and you can continue creating new nodes that way. If you just click the plus nodes, it just keeps on creating new ways alongside those other nodes, and each new node, and this is quite cool, gets its own color. So I can continue clicking on all the nodes, they get organized very nicely, they get their own color, and you can quickly fill in the words that you want to put in that node. If you want to create new nodes starting from those secondary nodes you've already created, you can just hover over that node and the plus sign will automatically fade in and fade out, of course, if you leave that node, and you can continue clicking it and continue adding new nodes and thus building up all your ideas around specific central points of your train of thought. A basic mind map construction, but just check out the screenshots on the artwork window, you'll get the idea. It really is very nicely done. Now, I'm kind of freakish about the way things should look, and the fact that this remains such a easy to use and a nice interface actually really made me use this application instead of OmniGraffle. It allows me to basically throw my ideas on there without too much of a hassle, without too much extra options that only would will distract me in my case. So it really is cool. Now, if you want to go a bit further into this application, there is another way of creating nodes, and it is by using your keyboard. And the way you do that is, for example, if you want to create sibling nodes, you just hit enter and new nodes get created without having to use your mouse and clicking the plus symbol. You use tab to go back to the node well. If you want to jump to nodes of the same level, you just use the up and down keys. If you use the left and right keys, you can dive deeper into the branches. You can hit command enter and a new branch will be created from the selected node. Stuff like that. It really is very easy to use. There are some extras in this application. For instance, if you go and look at the menu bar, you will see an inspector window. There you can change basic stuff like the background of your mind map, the stroke color, the thickness of the color, whether or not the branch should decrease in thickness, stuff like that. A second tab in the inspector allows you to enter the author name, title, keywords, and comments that come with this branch. Some other extras are a way to change the colors and the default, the font menu. And this is the great force, I think, of the Macintosh operating system. If you go from text edit to pages to Keynote, whatever, those menus stay the same. So you quickly learn all the features of a program because a lot of them you've already seen in other Macintosh applications. Another neat feature, this application supports Quick Look. Let's run by the preferences of this application really quickly. If you open it up, you'll see that you can choose whether or not it should show the user guide when creating new documents, if it should animate changes. You can choose whether or not spell check should be on while typing. Grammar check is in there. You can auto save your documents, and you can even put in the time that it should use, for instance, every minute, and you can check for update at startup. Now, as always, for the newbies amongst you, I always give the developer a quick tip. And the tip I want to give Marcus this time is that somehow I find the tab command that takes you back to the basic, the very first node well. I found it to work better if, for instance, the new node creation from the new branch creation, actually, should go via a tab. It somehow feels more natural to do the tab command to branch out instead of going to the main node. I can get there quickly enough by just using the arrow keys, stuff like that. I don't know. If you find, as a listener of the show, that I'm wrong, so just go and get my node, try it out, and if you disagree, please let me know via the comments on the show notes of the site at neatlittlemacapps.com. So that's it for this episode. You might have noticed it's a small episode, small application also. I'll be keeping them this small in the coming episodes because, of course, we have a lot of catching up to do. But if you have a couple of minutes to spare still, I'd like to invite you to the Neat Little Mac Apps website because the whole idea of doing it in Drupal is that I can easily patch in any kind of social framework in there. So if you have suggestions, please send them to me via the contact form on the site or by mail, and you can just send it to feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. Okay, newbies amongst you, go to the iTunes artwork window. Oh, there's that link again. If you click it now, it will take you immediately to your mail client, and it will prepare all the address fields and stuff like that. So it really is a handy feature. If you have never seen it, you know it now. If you don't know where that artwork window is, just go into iTunes, click on View, and then Show Artwork. As mentioned before, there is the possibility to comment on shows, so please do. I can use all the feedback there is. I really want to make Neat Little Mac Apps sort of discussion and meeting place where you can all hang out and talk about the neat things you find in Mac Apps. I also created some forums to get this started. Very basic. I'm new to forums, so it will take some time to get used to them. But if you register, you can create your own topics. It's a social thing, so I hope that there won't be any abuse. Now, if you have an application that you think is truly special, you can post it in the forums or mail it to me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. If you're one of those guys who actually are still subscribed to the RSS feed, even after a year of inactivity, then I think you're hardcore enough to follow me on the Twitter feed. But of course, I invite all of you to do that. You can find it also on the site. Music for this show is provided by the BC Surfers. The track name is Julu Beats, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. That's it for this episode. Let's close the MacBook lid on this one. Bye.